next item, which is Mariotta talking about the Miss Nuclear stuff that's happening at the moment.
Yes, well, it's a former Miss America winner from 2023 called Grace Stanky has been employed by the lobby Nuclear for Australia to tour the country with the goal to change public opinion on nuclear with the ultimate goal of lifting the ban. This does coincide with Peter Dutton's quote-unquote proposed policy to build seven nuclear reactors in Australia if the Liberals come to power.
Wow, what an election promise. That's, yeah, okay. So, and what's going on with Nuclear for Australia? Do you know anything about them and can you tell us a bit more?
Nuclear for Australia, it's a group of people who want to grow nuclear energy in Australia. It is bankrolled by the Australian businessman Dick Smith. And it has essentially a so-called expert working group made up of nuclear industry figures, energy consultants and nuclear scientists.
I believe our Miss America is one of those, isn't she? She's
Exactly. Yeah. So she's Grace Stanky is upheld as an inspiring woman in STEM. All of the Miss America beauty pageant contestants and winners combine brains and beauty. They with academic study with looking good, and in this campaign, essentially, what they're trying to do is to use the influence of being a beauty pageant winner as essentially to build trust in the unfounded and false and very dangerous claims that she and the rest of the nuclear lobby are making.
Yeah, excellent. Well, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and you know, to my eye, there's absolutely nothing beautiful about this Stanky person is involved in. Perhaps you can talk a little bit about how this person is using their image, their social media, in order to sort of recuperate and make look clean what is really actually quite a dangerous, unsafe technology, and also maybe a little bit about how they've tried to ameliorate the reputation of nuclear power, which is really, when we look at it, a false solution to the ecological and energy crisis that this country and the world really faces. And what are some better, more liberatory political solutions to, you know, to the crises that we face?
Thanks for those four questions.
That's okay. You get a lot with me.
Well, just to go back to how Stanky is trying to change public opinion. So using social media influence, so using images of herself with captions and captions and claims that very simplistically state that, hey guys, don't worry, nuclear is just rocks and water, or I like my look, how I like my energy, clean. And so she's essentially just saying, do not worry, it is clean, rather than making any kind of elaborate description or detailed argument about to dispel these well-founded fears around nuclear.
Yeah, and would someone, either Mariotta or Jordan or Mary, can either of you kind of speak to some of the risks and the concerns with nuclear power? Why should we be worried?
Well, the waste lasts.
The waste lasts for millions of years, doesn't it? No one's solved that one yet. And then, of course, there's the dangers that we saw in Japan that can happen when there's natural disasters, whether it's earthquakes or tidal waves or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah, and on top of that as well, on top of it being, it is not clean. It being extremely dangerous in the long run. So if we were to develop nuclear energy in Australia, we would be leaving a huge amount of nuclear waste for every generation to come. But beyond that, in terms of it being a legitimate or not replacement for coal, a replacement for fossil fuels. There is only enough uranium in the world to power 7 years of 7 years of electricity if the world, if 70% of the energy was run on nuclear. So it's a very finite source of energy anyway, and it's also hugely expensive. So whether it's privatized and so funded through bank investments, which would affect our economy, or if it's publicly funded, taking away potential funds from every other possible public service, it is simply a highly ineffective and highly short-termist non-solution to the climate crisis.
Yeah, and I think as well, you know, this is also probably based on a bit of assumption about what energy uses will be. You know, that 7 year figure could be less, could be more, but actually it's likely that it would be less as demands on energy likely to increase than decrease. I also think it bears, it's worthy of examination that lots of these false solutions that are put forth to the climate and ecological crises, whether they are nuclear or, you know, electric cars and so forth, require quite a bit of mining. You mentioned the uranium before, so perhaps can you tell us a bit about what the extractivist process before you can even actually, you know, process this stuff, like the mining costs, what happens with the waste, on whose land does this mining occur? Are there social ecological justice issues tied up with the mining as well?
Yes, well, interestingly, in both the States and in Australia, uranium mines are situated on Indigenous land. And so, again, Stanky's campaign, where she talks about how safe uranium mining is, makes absolutely no mention of any of the social or cultural implications. So in that respect, we can see it as typical of a capitalist, imperialist, short-termist attitude, which damages our environment. It damages, it takes even more land from Indigenous communities, and it's leaving this leaving this terrible waste for generations to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, obviously, this is also tied in with this AUKUS agenda, you know, with $368 billion spent already on nuclear powered submarines, as opposed to, as you mentioned before, other valuable services, you know, healthcare, education, public transportation. There are so many other things that this money could go towards other than, you know, nuclear. And when you look at it, I mean, and you keep in mind the AUKUS push, what is the actual objective here with this button to nuclear push? It's probably not energy. I would assume most likely it's tied to war, and also this notion of Australia becoming a top 10, you know, arms manufacturer in the world. I don't think that these things can be disconnected or dissociated from each other. I think they're related. I think they form a sort of a cohesive political strategy if Dutton is actually serious about pursuing the nuclear agenda, which at the moment is actually, you know, there's a bit of speculation as to just how much he actually would concretely pursue this. I quickly just wanted to put...
It's very expensive. Oh,
absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And I wanted to put a question to you, Mary, just because I know you've been involved for years and years and years, like an anti-nuclear campaign.
I'm really old, yes.
Very, very wise. You have many, many years of wisdom. Perhaps we should just talk about what are some of the alternatives and what can people do against this stanky nuclear agenda?
Well, I think protesting, making it clear that we're not in support of that is important. What can we do? Well, there's, as you said, things like electric cars aren't the solution because they use up heaps and heaps of resources. And as you see, when you drive to work in the morning, there's usually only one person in a car, or there's many people in that situation. Whereas if you had a train, you can have heaps of people being transported in the one go. And I always find that when I travel on public transport, it's a real social experience. not everyone starts talking to each other. A lot of people, of course, are addicted to their phones, sadly. But some of us interact with other passengers. Yeah, and, you know, it's just clear what the climate benefits are of that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so disheartening when we look at the historical, huge social campaign for international nuclear disarmament, which was from which the ban on nuclear in Australia was a huge success and a huge outcome of a successful activist movement. And so now if we look at the likes of Dutton, he doesn't care about the environment at all, even though now there's sort of some political pressure to appear environmentally friendly, within which nuclear is one way in which people believe they can be nuclear friendly, even though that's not the case. But when we have the likes of Dutton somewhat carelessly encouraging nuclear, it's easy for people to it's easy for it to be happening almost like behind our backs, or for it to be kind of swept under the rug, when the implications for our world and for future generations are absolutely huge.
And it confuses a lot of people who haven't been following this debate, so that some people will think, oh, well, if a leader of the country is promoting this, it must be okay. Mm. It can't be so dangerous.
Mm. And can I just add a final kind of scientific point on how impractical nuclear is as well? Renewables are valuable because they can be turned up or down in relation to usage and supply and demand. Whereas because nuclear has such a huge cost to set up, many billions of dollars, it has to be run at full capacity the entire time, irrespective of usage. So what Australia really needs is an adaptable and adjustable system. So nuclear isn't able to incorporate into other energy supplies. So it's also just very wasteful. That's the thing, you don't need to be a socialist to see that it's an incredibly bad idea for our economy and our planet. And so it's important that while we oppose it as well, that in terms of activist resistance, that we're able to garner the support of anyone who uses that electricity.
Hmm. Yeah, so as we reach the end of this little segment, I did want to ask you another question, just because we do sort of accept this Leninist idea about addressing the totality of, you know, society in our revolution.
Rolling the eyes.
You do mention sort of some notions baked into this about what the role of women are, and particularly what is a successful woman in the sort of age of capitalism here. Can you sort of elaborate on these comments and what the implications are from a feminist perspective?
Well, yes. Well, in my Green Left article about Stanky's tour of Australia, I did try and question why is nuclear for Australia? Why is this energy movement using this nuclear scientist and social media influencer and former beauty pageant winner to promote energy? And really, Stanky really perfectly exemplifies what is seen culturally as the most successful type of woman in capitalism, which is in modern day capitalism, post women's lib, in that she's good at all of the traditional female things, like looking good and being very likable and being very nice, being good with children, being a friend to other women. And then she's also a scientist. She also works in capitalist businesses. So really she ticks every box, which is to be good at, to be capable at absolutely everything. So the demands on women in the last few decades have been increased in many ways. It is sold as liberation, But in fact, it's just giving more and more ruthlessly to commercial outcomes.